Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a purple belt, feeling kind of meh about jujitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jujitsu black belt, still obsessed with jujitsu.
Glad you're balancing me out.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. That's what happens when it's Libras that are co-hosts.
Exactly. We like all things in balance, right. Including our co-hosts. But I would like to maybe meet in the middle a little bit.
Okay. We'll see what we can do. What's on your mind today?
Well, we have a couple new transplants at our gym. So people who, we actually have three new black belts training with us.
That's pretty exciting.
Right? It's very exciting. But, you know, Ritzer and I were talking that it's usually the hardest for transplants to integrate. And so what can we do to help them feel like a part of the team right away or as quickly as possible?
I didn't even know we had an additional two black belts.
So those two black belts are judo black belts.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So now we have three jujitsu black belts and three judo black belts at the gym.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
Cool.
Yeah. So I think part of the reason that it is hard for transplants to integrate is because they're used to things a certain way, mm-hmm. right? So, and they already know jujitsu. So, you know, when a new person comes in, like someone brand new off the streets comes in, someone takes them under their wing, right? So you're helping them with warm-ups, you're grabbing them to drill. But when it's somebody who already knows jujitsu, it's like, oh, they've got it. I think that's, you know, kind of what happens is it's just like, well, they're good. They know jujitsu. They don't need me to help them.
Right.
Yeah. But every gym's warm-ups are different. And it's scary being the new person. It's scary no matter what belt you are. We've had lots of people start with us at, you know, white, blue, and purple. But even as a brand new black belt, it's hard. It's hard for that change. So what are things that you think we could do to help them feel more welcome?
Number one, introduce yourself.
Yeah, that's so easy.
Talk to them. Ask them about their experience.
Yeah.
Be open to answering any questions that they have.
Definitely.
Just be nice.
Yeah. Honestly, you know, asking what brought them here too. Mm-hmm. You know, did they relocate for a job or something? Or did they specifically come here to train? Because that's, you know, finding out maybe what they didn't like about their old gym and being able to address those things can be helpful. And that's not for like every student, but like if you've been around a route, you're a purple belt, like you could easily be like, okay, what was it that you didn't like about your old gym or what made you want to be here more? Because sometimes people just think the grass is greener on the other side.
Right.
And sometimes it is.
Yeah.
But you know, being able to address those things, like if they come in and they're like, I don't know, I hated it there. They taught moves and we sparred every day. Well, then I don't know that you'll like it here either.
Yeah.
You know, that was the easiest example I could come up with. Yeah.
What do you do as a coach? What's the conversation you typically have with somebody that's a transfer?
Yeah, that's some of the things I'm asking, you know, like what brought them here? Multiple people have been driving a long distance to get to us, like hour and a half.
Wow.
And that's typically because, you know, maybe they didn't care for their old gym or they moved, but not close enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, what made them come to our gym and just making sure that we're kind of fulfilling those expectations.
Yeah.
And introducing them to the whole class, you know, like, hey, everybody, this is so-and-so. Make sure that you make them feel welcome. Introduce yourself. When you're grip fighting, tell them your name. Like, just, I think those are little things that can make them feel welcome.
Yeah.
I also think making sure that they're on the social media, you know, like if we have a private group on Facebook or get in the Discord, things like that so that they're involved in the conversations, not just on the mat, but off the mat as well.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
As someone who rarely checks the Discord.
Yes. Yeah.
I kind of forget it's there sometimes.
I know. I understand that. I just joined a new group for women jujitsu business owners. And I was like, I'm never going to check this group. I'm so bad about, like, there's so many things to check already.
Yeah.
And I joined and I was like, I'm so excited about the possibilities for this group. And mm-hmm. I know I'm never going to check it because it's a whole other app.
Oh, yeah. That's,
Yeah. So, but, you know, some people will check it, and encouraging them to get on there and try to be a part of that is helpful. I also, you know, our new black belt, Sarah, who I'm so excited about. I've known Sarah for years now, and she attended a camp like 5 years ago. And when she came to the camp, she was like, if I ever were close enough to train with you, mm-hmm. I would. So she recently moved from Louisiana up to Terre Haute, which is still not super close.
Yeah.
And she's driving to train with us. So I know the days she's supposed to come, and if she's not here that day, I text her and make sure she's okay. So just checking in and making sure that, you know, they notice, or they know that you notice when they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, one thing we do here is we do celebration meals. So one time a month, we do brunch after morning class, and we do dinner after night class to celebrate any birthdays, promotions, anything that month, or anything you want to celebrate. If you got a promotion at work, or you started a new job, or anything like that, we go out and we celebrate as a team. So making sure they know about that kind of thing and trying to get them to one as soon as possible to, like, again, integrate with the team, not just on the mat, but off the mat.
Yeah.
So if you could have anything at your gym, or, you know, like, just ask the new person to go out to coffee after class or something like that, even if you just stick around. Now, this is based on whether or not that's allowed at your gym, but even if you just stick around and hang out on the mat after class and just chat for a little bit, I think that can be really welcoming and nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All sorts of things we can do.
Yeah. Yeah. Finding out what their goals are. You know, like, do they want to compete? Do they want to teach? Do they, you know, anything like that? I also think can be very helpful to, like, kind of help support them in those goals.
Yeah.
I'm saying so many words.
It's because you're the coach and you own the gym. So you know all the things.
I know all the things. I've had lots of transplants. And here's the thing. We've done really well with some, and, you know, we've not done as well with some. And sometimes it's not our fault. Like, we had a woman move here to train with us, and she cried when I gave her first stripe. It wasn't the first stripe she had. It was just the first time that I had promoted her. She cried because it meant so much to her. Later down the road, when I came out as gay, she said some really nasty things. And, you know, like, that's obviously not something we did wrong.
Yeah.
But sometimes transplants just don't work.
You yeah.
know, like, That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I think making sure that they're included in the circle too. So if you're having a conversation and you notice them standing off to the side, bring them into that. Or making sure they have a drilling partner. That might be the coach's job if, you know, somebody doesn't grab them right away, being like, hey, can you grab so-and-so? Or making sure their dance card's full so that they have people to roll with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sarah coming in as a black belt can be intimidating for the students. Some students are like, oh my God, this is fantastic. I get to roll with the black belt. And some are like, I don't know if she's nice. Is she going to be scary?
I can confirm she is nice.
She is very nice. She is very nice. But, you know, like, it can be intimidating on both sides. So
yeah.
Just making sure you're, you know, trying to integrate them in every way possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have anything to add?
I do not.
I do not. We love having people come from other gyms. Like, we're never trying to, like, steal people, but sometimes we're just the better gym for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether that's moving states or just transferring locally, but we're always happy to have new people both off the street and that have some jiu-jitsu under their belt. It's very exciting. And I think anything we can do to make them feel more comfortable is important.
Yeah. And sometimes it's not even, I don't want to say, like, it's not about the jiu-jitsu, because ultimately it's about the jiu-jitsu, but sometimes it's more about, like, the community fit
yep.
and the culture.
Yep.
I think that plays a really big role into, especially if, like, people are going to stick around.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, if you're at a gym that it doesn't feel like you fit the culture, we might be the better culture for you. And you're right. That's really what keeps people in jujitsu. We talk about that all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Like most of the time people stay in jujitsu for the community because sometimes it gets hard. And when it gets hard, when you're feeling meh about jujitsu, the thing that keeps you coming is the community. So making sure that everyone has that chance at community is important.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
And if you're not the right fit, you're not the right fit, and we wish you well.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Like it's...
Yeah. 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 I want you to have jujitsu somewhere. I mean, yeah. I think I love jujitsu for a lot of reasons, and I want you to have a community. If that's not us, then I hope you find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wearing a shirt today that says, "Have the day you deserve," which is my favorite shirt because if you deserve good things, I want you to have that. And if you deserve other days, I want you to have you can take it however you want it. It's your karma.
That's right.
But I also want you to have the jujitsu and the community you deserve.
All right. Speaking of community and happenings, what do you have coming up?
Ooh, well, we are going to Costa Rica in less than a month.
By we, I am not included in that we.
I know. I'm sad about it. But I am so excited. We didn't go in 25, and I think that I have, like, built up excitement. Yeah. We are doing so many things.
Are you surfing?
I am surfing on Monday. Good. We're also whitewater rafting on Saturday.
Oh, that's exciting.
We're, like, doing a volcano hike and swimming under a waterfall and stuff. We're going to a spa. We're really doing it.
Are you doing any jujitsu?
I am also doing jujitsu.
Okay.
I think there's like 5 days of camp, and I think I'm personally teaching 2 of those days.
Nice.
So yeah, I am also doing jujitsu. But yeah, I'm very excited. And then April 24th through the 26th is our white belt camp, not just for white belts. In fact, every white belt camp we've ever had has had white through black belts at it.
Love that.
We already have some brown belts registered, you know, like there will be lots of people here, but it's on passing this time.
Nice.
And then, it's a sound everyone just hated. I'm so excited though. So role model camp, our indie base camp, women's only camp, is coming up July 10th through the 12th. And we've announced a couple of the instructors, kind of, but we're about to announce another one. It will be announced this week. So if you haven't already heard by the time you hear this podcast, then make sure to go on my socials and see who we're announcing. I'm very excited. Can I just tell a little story? This might embarrass her. I'm going to tell it anyway. I spoke with this next instructor on Zoom, just wanted to make sure I answered all our questions. And Rister's like sitting next to me on the couch, but off the camera. And she is like fangirling. And she doesn't really fangirl, but she was just like, I'm so excited to have this woman teach at camp. So
that's awesome.
Yes, I'm very excited. So okay. Get registered.
All right. And
don't miss out.
If people aren't following you, where can they find out?
I'm AJ Klingerman, everywhere you go. Though we will probably announce the instructor on the Role Model Grappling Instagram as well as my TikTok. That would be my guess of where we're.
Okay.
Because this person's pretty decently big on those two platforms. So
nice.
Yeah.
All right. And friends, you can hang out with us on Instagram at Beauty and the Gi Podcast. I am there on Instagram and the TikTok at Brassy Broad Jen. And LinkedIn, yeah. Jen Eads. You're professional.
So profesh. I think that's it.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, friends, and we will see you on the mat.